It's good to see y'all this morning again. Thankful for your presence, and hope the Lord is here and would bless us during the time that we try to stand before you. As many, many, many of you know, we've been looking at some things in the book of Mark. And I guess I haven't gotten to the last chapter and last verse yet, so I guess I'm still looking at some things in the book of Mark. Last week, we were in the 11th chapter, and so Lord willing, we'll try to turn back there this morning, pick up where we left off with some things, I hope, and go forward from there. So last week we were talking about the fact that Jesus, and this really kind of covers a couple of weeks in a sense, but we were talking about the fact that as Jesus was, you know, if you go into this 11th chapter, he has his disciples go and find a colt that had never been ridden, goes and asks the master, and he says, take him. So the master desires him, needs him. So they let him and carried him with them. And as they're headed into Jerusalem, they pass a fig tree. It's a tree that has green, but bearing no figs. And so the Lord cursed it as he went by, and the two different accounts of this story, one talks about the fact that it withered then, the other one talks about it when they passed back by the next day, they found it withered up from the roots, and they were amazed and astonished. I think the Bible talks about there in verse 18 of this 11th chapter of the book of Mark. It says they were astonished at his doctrine and the fact that he was teaching them these things. And, you know, I guess they were astonished at the fig tree. As he came back by through there, it says that he also went into the temple, threw out the money changers that were there, making a mockery of his father's house. And he told them that it was a house of prayer. And then verse 18 says, and the scribes and the chief priests heard it. They sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, they and we made mention of this, I think, a couple of weeks ago when we were looking at this particular portion of Scripture. You have to kind of get the sense. You know, and a lot of times that's what's interesting, at least to me, looking at the Word of God, is the fact that you'd think, well, he threw the money changers out of the temple, you know, drove them out, you know, and threw them out, turned over their tables. And all. You'd think, well, you know, that would be a good thing. Well, the scribes and the Pharisees got upset at it. And so in my mind, you almost have to get the idea, you know, they were getting a kickback or something for the money changers. You know, yeah, we'll let you set up your little thing out here, little booth out here, if you'll make sure, you know, you get us 10% or whatever the going rate was that day for setting up in the temple. And so when Jesus comes in and drives them out, they get upset, but they wouldn't do anything to him because they were afraid of the people, because they knew the people recognized the might and the power, for the people were astonished at his doctrine and his teaching. So I think not only were they were amazed at the time at the words he said, but you know, there's more than that in doctrine, as we've been talking about here forever and ever and ever, because this did start out some 6 months ago, probably talking about the importance of doctrine and the importance of teaching and the importance of having that ingrained in our way of thinking. And if we're going to have a doctrine ingrained in us, if we're going to be, and I'll use the modern term, if we're going to be indoctrinated in something, let's be indoctrinated in the Word of God. Let's be indoctrinated in what God's Word teaches us. Let's be indoctrinated like the people were in that early church, where they were so amazed and astonished at what Jesus said and did that had to be the way to follow. You know, take up your cross and follow Him. Why? Because His teaching is the most amazing thing that's ever been brought into this world. Everything from teaching us to love your enemies, love those that despitefully use you, do good unto those that despitefully use you. I know for families sometimes that's hard to do. but I'll tell you, God's Word lays out, you know, that no matter how we're done, there's a way that Jesus said, here's how you respond to that. Isn't that amazing? And the people were astonished at his doctrine. Why, of course they were astonished at his doctrine. You know what they had heard? And it says that back in Matthew 5 and chapter 6 there in the sermon. You know what they had heard? Well, you've heard it said. an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Boy, you give it to me and I'm going to give it right back to you just like that and double more and then some. Jesus said, but I say unto you, love them that despitefully use you. You know, love your enemies. Do good unto them. And they were like, well, gee, we've never heard any teaching like that. And he's thinking, well, I don't know why not. You know, you would think all of the things that were laid out in the Old Testament, how God had mercifully treated his people, they would have heard some of those types of things, but they hadn't. And so we get here and he says, you know, my Father's house is to be a house of prayer. It's not to be a place where you come here to try to set up your little booths out in front of the temple and try to see how much money you can make, say, you know, exchanging money and selling turtle doves and all the things that were being done there. So that's not what this is about. It's supposed to be a place where we come in here and reverence and worship God. Isn't that great? Isn't it great to know that we've got a place today in our lives where, with everything that's going on around us, we can shut the door back. Well, we could leave the door open, but you know, we can open the door, shut the door. We can come in here and find a place where we can what we're thinking about for a little while is God's word. Boy, I'm telling you, I like that. And so he said, my Father's house is to be a house of prayer, and they wanted to get him. But they were, he said, but they were afraid of the people because the people were astonished at his doctrine. And so when it was come morning, they passed, they saw the fig tree dried up. We all know we've talked about that. And Jesus answered unto them, how faith, and saith unto them, how faith in God. You know, it's been on.